Hey, everybody, and welcome back. We are ready for another deep dive, this time into FHA construction loans.
Awesome.
We got a ton of great questions from you guys about this topic.
Yeah.
So we dug up a bunch of sources to try to answer them, and I think we found some interesting stuff.
Yeah.
One of the most interesting is that you can actually roll your renovation costs right into your mortgage using an FHA program.
Interesting. Yeah, so that's one of the things that we're going to be talking about today.
You're like a resident FHA loan expert,
right? I guess you could say that.
All right, so let's dive in.
Sounds good.
So first things first, what exactly is an FHA construction loan?
Well, the term FHA construction loan can be a bit misleading.
Okay, how so?
The FHA doesn't actually offer traditional construction loans in the way that most people think of them.
So there's no, like, separate loan specifically for building a house from scratch?
Right. It's not a separate loan.
Okay. So what is it then?
The FHA has programs that allow you to combine the cost of building or renovating a home with your mortgage.
Gotcha. So it's more like a built-in renovation option as part of their regular mortgage programs.
Exactly.
Okay. That makes more sense. So what are these programs called?
The most popular one is the FHA 203K loan.
203K. Okay, I've heard of that.
It comes in two forms.
Okay.
The standard 203K and the limited 203K.
And what's the difference between the two?
The standard 203K is for major renovations, like structural changes.
Wow. So like knocking down walls, adding an addition, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And the limited 203K is for smaller projects.
Like cosmetic stuff.
Right, like a kitchen remodel or a bathroom renovation.
Okay, that makes sense. So let's say I wanted to buy a fixer-upper, right?
Uh-huh.
With good bones, but it needs a new kitchen and bathroom. Could I use a 203K loan to buy the house?
Yeah.
A&D finance the renovations all at once?
Yes, exactly. That's one of the big benefits of the 203K loan. You can finance both the purchase and the renovation cost with one loan.
That sounds super convenient.
It is. It streamlines the whole process.
So less paperwork, fewer headaches.
Right.
Now, I know a lot of our listeners are interested in making their homes more sustainable and energy efficient.
Yeah.
Is there an FHA option for that?
Yes, there is. It's called the Energy Efficient Mortgage, or EEM.
EEM. Okay. And what does that cover?
You can use it to finance energy efficient upgrades like insulation, windows, and solar panels.
Oh, wow. So it could potentially save you money on your utility bills in the long run.
Exactly. And it's better for the environment.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we've got the 203K for renovations and the EEM for energy efficiency.
Uh-huh.
What about loan limits? Is there a cap on how much you can borrow with these FHA programs?
Yes, there are limits. The FHA sets maximum loan amounts for all of their programs.
Okay. And how are those limits determined?
They're based on the location of the property and are adjusted every year.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all number.
Right. The limits are different in different parts of the country.
So, like, you could borrow more in a high-cost area like San Francisco or New York City.
Exactly. The limits are higher in those areas to reflect the higher housing costs.
Makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Now, let's shift gears a bit and talk about some of the general advantages of going the FHA route.
Okay.
Why might someone choose an FHA loan over a conventional loan?
Well, FHA loans are known for being more accessible, especially for first-time home buyers.
Right.
One of the biggest advantages is the low down payment requirement.
Right. You don't need to put down as much money up front.
Exactly. FHA loans typically only require a 3.5% down payment.
Compared to conventional loans, which usually require a larger down payment, right?
Correct.
So that lower down payment could be a real game changer for someone who's trying to save up for a house.
Definitely. And FHA loans are also more forgiving when it comes to credit requirements.
Oh, so they're a little bit easier to qualify for.
Yes. They're designed to help people who may have had some credit challenges in the past.
And then, of course, there's the convenience factor of the 203K.
Right.
Being able to wrap those renovation costs into your mortgage.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about the low down payment, the flexible credit requirements, and the convenience of the 203K. What else is there?
FHA loans often have longer repayment terms, which can result in lower monthly payments.
Okay, so like a 30-year mortgage instead of a 15-year mortgage.
Right.
And a 30-year mortgage would have lower monthly payments, but you'd end up paying more interest over the life of the loan.
Exactly.
Okay, so those are some pretty compelling advantages for FHA loans.
Mm-hmm.
But how do they stack up against those traditional construction loans we hear about? What are the key differences?
So traditional construction loans are typically short-term loans that are just designed to cover the construction phase of a project.
Oh, I see.
So once the construction is complete, you have to refinance into a permanent mortgage.
Ah, okay. So it's like a two-step process.
Exactly.
And are there any other differences?
Yeah, traditional construction loans often have stricter requirements.
Like what?
Like higher credit scores, larger down payments.
Oh, so they're harder to qualify for.
Right. And the application process can be a little more complex.
Gotcha. So it sounds like for someone who's maybe a first-time home buyer or has less than perfect credit, FHA loans, especially the 203K, offer a more accessible path to homeownership.
Yes, that's a good summary.
And that's even if they're looking to do some renovations, right?
Right, yeah.
Now, before anyone rushes out to start house hunting and dreaming of renovations, what are some things they should consider before taking the plunge?
Well, the first thing is to be realistic about your financial situation.
Mm.
Can you comfortably afford both the purchase price of the property and the renovation costs?
Right, because it's not just about the mortgage. It's about having that extra cushion for any unexpected expenses that might come up during renovation.
Yeah, exactly.
And what else?
You need to make sure that your desired loan amount, including those renovation costs, falls within the FHA loan limits for your area.
Right, because we were talking about how those limits can vary quite a bit depending on where you're located.
Exactly. And finally, I would highly recommend connecting with an FHA approved lender early in the process.
Why is that so important?
Well, the 2 and 3K program can be a little complex.
Ah, okay.
And a good lender can guide you through the process, answer your questions, and make sure you're on the right track.
So it's all about having a trusted expert in your corner.
Exactly.
Someone who knows the ins and outs of FHA loans and can help you make informed decisions.
Right.
That's fantastic advice. I think we've covered a lot of ground here today.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add before we wrap up this part of our deep dive?
I think we hit all the main points.
Okay, great. All right, so let's recap what we've learned so far about FHA construction loans. Or I guess we should say FHA renovation loans.
Right, yeah.
So the FHA doesn't offer a standalone construction loan, but they do have that 203K program.
Right.
Which lets you bundle your purchase and renovation costs all into one neat little package. And we talked about the two different types of 203K loans.
Yeah.
The standard and the limited, depending on the scope of your project.
Right. The standard one for big projects, the limited one for smaller things.
Exactly. And then we also touched on the energy efficient mortgage,
mm-hmm.
the EEM, which can help homeowners finance those eco-friendly upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
So we've covered some of the benefits of FHA loans, like the lower down payment requirements.
Right.
The more flexible credit guidelines, those extended repayment terms.
Yep.
All of which can make homeownership a lot more attainable for a wider range of people.
Definitely.
But we also stress the importance of doing your due diligence, right?
Yes.
Like knowing those FHA loan limits for your area,
mm-hmm.
and finding a good FHA-approved lender who can guide you through the process.
For sure.
Because knowledge is power. Especially when it comes to big financial decisions like buying a house.
Absolutely.
Oh, actually, before we move on, there's one more thing I wanted to touch on about the 203K loan.
Okay.
I know we mentioned that the limited 203Ks is generally for projects under $35,000.
Yeah.
But is that number like set in stone or?
Well, it's a good general guideline, but that $35,000 figure can actually vary.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's always best to check with an FHA approved lender to get the most up-to-date information on the limits.
Okay. Good to know. So don't rule out the 203K just because you think your project might be a little over that $35,000 mark.
Right. It's always worth talking to a lender to see what's possible.
That's great advice. So knowing all of this, what kind of home project could you tackle with an FHA loan? What are you thinking? What would you do?
Well, I think for a lot of people, it would be that dream kitchen renovation, you know?
Yeah.
Finally getting those granite countertops and stainless steel appliances.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Or maybe it's creating that spa-like bathroom you've always wanted.
Ooh, with a soaking tub and a rainfall showerhead.
Exactly.
Or maybe it's something more practical, like adding that extra bedroom or finishing the basement.
Yeah, or even making those energy efficient upgrades we were talking about.
Right. Like solar panels or a new HVAC system.
Uh-huh.
So many possibilities. But remember, the first step is to do your research.
Yes.
Arm yourself with knowledge, and we hope this deep dive has given you a good starting point.
Definitely.
And the learning doesn't stop here.
Right.
There's always more to explore, more to discover.
Absolutely.
Speaking of discoveries, I have a feeling some of our listeners are ready to take that next step.
Yeah.
They've got that knowledge, they're feeling inspired, and they're ready to put it all into action. So what would you say is a good next step for someone who's serious about buying a home and maybe doing some renovations with an FHA loan?
Well, I would definitely recommend checking out AmericanMultiLenders.com.
Okay, and why is that?
They have a ton of great resources on FHA loans, including the 203K.
Ah, so you can learn even more about the specifics of the programs.
Right.
And do they also offer like pre-approval and stuff?
Yes, they do. You can actually get pre-approved for an FHA loan right on their website.
That's awesome. So if you're thinking about buying a home, heading over to AmericanMultiLenders.com could be a really good next step.
Definitely. It's a great way to start the process and see what's possible.
I have a feeling some amazing home transformations are about to happen out there.
Me too.
It's so exciting to think about people creating spaces they truly love.
Yeah, turning those dreams into reality.
Exactly. And we're here to support you every step of the way.
Yeah.
And remember, AmericanMultiLenders.com.
Yes.
That's a great place to start, right?
Definitely.
Get pre-approved. See what you qualify for.
Exactly. It's like you said before.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power.
Uh-huh.
Getting pre-approved is a great way to, you know, figure out how much you can actually borrow.
Kind of gives you those boundaries so you know where to start looking.
Right.
And then you can connect with a lender.
Yes.
Who can kind of walk you through the process.
Definitely. A good lender can be so helpful.
Yeah.
They can answer all your questions, make sure you're, you know, making the right decisions.
It's like having a guide, right?
Yeah.
Through the whole, sometimes complicated world of mortgages.
Exactly. Exactly.
So whether you're picturing like a total home makeover or just a couple of key upgrades.
Yeah.
Remember those FHA programs we talked about?
Yes.
The 203K, the EM.
Those could be your ticket to getting the house you really want.
Yeah. Creating that space that you love.
Absolutely.
Don't be afraid to dream big.
Yeah.
You know, explore those options.
Mm.
Gather that knowledge.
Right.
And just take that leap.
Take the plunge.
Yeah. And turn your house into a home.
Exactly.
And we're here to support you every step of the way.
Of course.
So keep those questions coming.
Yeah.
Keep those dreams alive. And most importantly, keep diving deep into the world of knowledge and possibilities.
Absolutely. We'll be here with you.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into FHA construction loans.
It was a pleasure being here.
We hope you learned a lot.
Yes.
And that you're feeling inspired to create the home of your dreams.
We're excited for you.
Thanks again, everybody. We'll see you next time.